The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
We're in the third year of a very dry season. We're getting ready for the worst. Humanity is on a collision course with nature, and we just gonna have to adapt to it in the best way we can. Yes, it's under control for the moment, but we're in a very serious fire season, more serious than we've seen before. So we have to watch and be very careful.
Governor Jerry Brown talking about the red hot summer that is in Southern California, San Diego County. Absolutely excruciating, folks, over the weekend to see some of the video of the homes and the areas that were just shredded by these fires that have cropped up in the last couple of weeks. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's our first view, the long view, on what's crippling a state economy. There is no doubt about it. Doesn't matter what your politics are. California is in big trouble already. Now, because of these dozens of wildfires that have caused at least $20 million in damage, and this is just the beginning, you have 5,000 firemen on the job. They set aside $600 million for fires, but that's not looking good like that's going to be enough if this is the beginning already. They've responded to 1,500 fires so far this year. An average year, 800 fires. The front lines are unbelievable. You have high temperatures, low humidity, gusty winds. That's what set off those string of wildfires that broke out in San Diego County. I remember seeing one fireman in a television interview. Picture this, picture a guy who, I mean, looks like he's dead on his feet. His face is ashen. He's just covered. And he says, I don't even put wildfire gear in my car until the end of April. This year, I didn't even take it out. We never really wrapped up one fire season from the other fire season. It's just a continuing thread. That is scary. That is scary. They had 10 fires at one point in San Diego County. 11 houses went down. An 18-unit apartment complex gone. Two businesses. They found a badly burned body in a transient camp. So thinking it was a transient that was sleeping. And a firefighter suffered from officially exhaustion. They're all exhausted, but one that just couldn't go on any longer. Tens and tens of thousands of evacuees got to go home finally late Saturday, Sunday, depending on where they lived, to the charred hillsides north of San Diego. I saw video of people with fire hoses, with, I shouldn't say fire hoses, with larger hoses out trying to protect their property. The first fire bubbled up last Tuesday. It was caused from a spark from construction equipment. But some of the more damaging fires, they don't even know. They're looking into it. That's what happens immediately. The arson investigator is on the scene. Hot wind, high winds, that makes it spread. Townhouses, homes, structures, anything in its way. The ocean breezes are deadly. San Marcos, three fires near Camp Pendleton. Hot spots. It's nasty. I lived in California and covered many fires and saw exactly what happened there because of the winds. And San Marcos is a suburb. We've got about 85,000 people or so. A lot of strip malls. Think of a suburb, any suburb. some new housing tracks going up, older homes, roadblocks everywhere. Slowly, those roadblocks are being pulled away. Slowly. The amount of firemen that they've had to pull from all over California, from Central California, from Northern California, pretty big. They're saying now it's like a 12-month fire season. How do you battle that? And how do you afford that? How do you afford that? I feel badly for these people. Imagine you're evacuated, you're on pins and needles, you really don't know if it's your house. You're watching, you're listening, you're trying to find any shred of information. You did the right thing because you got to get out of there. I've said this before and I've seen this before where people are told, especially if there's forced evacuation versus, you know, mandatory evacuation versus you should evacuate, and people really start to panic and grab up everything. It doesn't matter about your plates. It doesn't matter even about your clothes. It's about your life once that fire starts to eat everything in its path. But it really is a shocker when you come back to find your house chart. And frankly, that's what some people were finding. And when you have that many firemen that you need, you got to try to keep them as fresh as you can. It's pretty tough because you need those arms out there. You're trying other things. The best thing is when you can throw the fire retardant on it from the planes in certain circumstances. If it's too windy, that doesn't work. You have to be able to get it close and on the fire, the hot spots. And there's always the concern about the hot spots. This can make it very, very tough on California because they're going to blow through that budget the way it's looking. The beginning of fire season, not even the official beginning of fire season. So many of you listening to me know what it's like to go through any kind of a tragedy like that, whether it's fire, tornado, hurricane, mudslides. I've talked about it before. It can be very ugly. This will be very ugly if they find out it's arson, some of the bigger fires, and at this point they're not calling it that. They don't know for sure, but there is the possibility. It's what they do with every big fire, well, any fire. They look into what caused it, and it's definitely being looked into. Coming up next on America Tonight, we talk to Luke Vargas about things that are happening as far as the Ukraine is concerned and Russia. Where do we go from here, basically? An update on that. Got a little thorny over the past week. Then we're heading into another week. How much longer does this point, counterpoint, punch, punch back and forth last between the United States and Russia, and then throw in, oh yeah, those European countries too as well? He's part of our weekly re-rack, so we'll talk to Luke coming up next. Also later this hour, we check the mailbag. Over the weekend, you were busy flooding the mailbag. A lot of interesting things too. The buzz in the backyard comes from many of you. You had some interesting things to say about this past week and Hillary Clinton especially and Karl Rove, what he said about the possible brain damage, then taking it back, and what does it mean for Republicans. We'll talk about it when we check your emails in our third segment. But next, our re-rack from last week with Luke Vargas from the UN. Hang with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight, Kate Delaney, with all of you in those nooks and crannies. And I'll tell you what, as we kick things off, it's always fun to chat with Luke Vargas. And, of course, he covers the UN and so much more than that. He's kind of like the Where's Waldo guy of TRN. I mean, he must have, I don't know how many miles, but certainly more than George Clooney had in that movie, Up in the Air. Pretty soon they'll have his name on the side of a plane or something like that. Hey, Luke.
Good evening. You know, just all I can say is that I'm glad I signed up for a credit card that emphasizes travel rewards. You know, it's been a fun few months racking up miles, as you said.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you are actually here in the United States, and I'll tell you, the reaction to what's happened now with Putin, say, basically, that's it for the space station. You want us to push it beyond 2020? Nah, I don't think so. And it's really blowback for those sanctions that the U.S. was involved with, along with the European Union. What do you think happens here? I mean, this is really a huge story.
Yeah, let me point out first, it wasn't Vladimir Putin that said this. This was the deputy prime minister. So we've yet to get a confirmation from higher ranks within the Russian circles of power about this. But I think the point is still the same. Technological cooperation between space agencies of the U.S. and Russia has sort of been hallowed ground, even though tensions have sort of been rising between the U.S. and Russia, let's say over the past decade, rather slowly. Things are kind of frigid now. The area of cooperation, particularly on the International Space Station, has been pretty sacred. And it's worth pointing out, as sort of a caveat to these bilateral relations, that the U.S. in many ways does rely on Russia. It's certainly a two-way relationship in that the U.S. Supplies a lot of equipment to the International Space Station. We put our own astronauts up there. But as far as payload delivery capability is concerned, now that the space shuttle is offline, we are relying on Russian rockets launched in Asia to get our own people up there. So Russia does have sort of some leverage here. And I will note, you know, before I get into the emotional argument here, and we do have a great interview that I conducted, I guess, to toot my own horn, with a fascinating man who was the NASA launch director in the 70s and 80s, kind of that iconic guy wearing the headset in those kind of Apollo movies. He oversaw some of the great NASA programs and did work with Russia. I will point out that this week's news about a potential end to cooperation between the U.S. and Russia may mean is that private companies like SpaceX, which are already sort of leading the way as far as space technology and rocket technology are concerned, are probably just going to be feeling like the wind is behind their sails. The U.S. is not really in a position to rival the Russians from a government standpoint about getting things into space. So companies like SpaceX, which have been looking to fill that gap, may say, look, you know, maybe it's fine that this NASA-Russian partnership ends in 2020. We'll be there to bring U.S. equipment into space if it's needed. But there is an emotional part here, and that's worth thinking about. You know, we would like to think that space, which cannot be colonized according to a UN treaty, and where, you know, multinational cooperation seems like a really important thing, that may be at stake just because of this current crisis in Ukraine, and that really is a shame for a section of governance over the past few decades that has been quite cooperative when other elements of government relations have not been.
Yeah, well put. And as you were saying there, SpaceX, it's interesting. I'm thinking, if I'm Elon Musk, I was saying this earlier in the day, gee, so sad about the NASA situation, but gee, how perfect for me. I mean, you know, it's true. Because that's exactly right.
Right. They have been celebrating countless technological feats for their own sake in recent years and months. So there's really no doubt in my mind that they will be NASA's savior here. But again, we would not really like to end an area of cooperation, yeah, that's existed like this. And when I talked to George Abbey, he's in his 80s, a very kind man, and again, who's had so much firsthand experience talking to Russian aeronautical and space officials through the past few decades. He was saying it was just so pleasant that at a time when diplomatic relations were so chilled that he could always count on his Russian counterparts to have his best interest. You know, there were the kind of typical, quarrels about which technology was better. Is your hatch going to be able to attach to the Mir spacecraft? That kind of thing. But he said it was no more than the kind of interagency arguments that he encountered in the U.S., and he always felt like the Russians were good partners here. So we'll see. Hopefully there will be some regime change in the leaders of the Russian space program, and this will not be a permanent end to that relation. But it is a sign of just how chilly things have gotten because of Ukraine.
Yeah, that's exactly what I talked about last night. There's your big red flag, big time. All right, let's move on to this. The Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, now a couple more people in contact with that patient who was traveling and got it. What does the World Health Organization say?
Well, I was on their press call this morning and actually got kind of fiery for for medical professionals and medical journalists. There were a lot of journalists, particularly those in China and Hong Kong, saying, sort of calling out the World Health Organization here, saying you may be overly cautious in not declaring this a global public health emergency. And sort of what the World Health Organization said is, we learned a lot during SARS, you know, that outbreak of a few years ago, that you don't want to just cause global panic too quickly. You know, we haven't seen MERS on the front of every Time magazine cover, not that we really look to those for what the biggest story of the day is. But I remember back in SARS, it was leading the news everywhere, even though the death toll and the infection rate wasn't that crazy. So they're trying to not cause any false alarm. But I think what they're worried about in particular is that these are health officials that are getting sick. These are infections that are occurring in hospitals. And the World Health Organization was very critical in this call today about the fact that officials on the Arabian Peninsula just haven't been taking this seriously enough. You'd think that if this is a virus with a 30% mortality rate a potential to be spread around the globe, that these health officials and hospitals, particularly in Saudi Arabia, would know how to go on lockdown to take this seriously. And the fact that the infection is still spreading within that population is sort of a red flag. You know, it's certainly not going to be as easy to clamp down if it spreads too far out of hospitals. So you would hope that the response would have been a little bit stronger so far. So no global scare quite yet, but some notes of caution, certainly, that medical professionals haven't been able to clamp down on this virus as quickly as some people would have hoped.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I just went to a big viral conference with the rock stars, a rock star scientist, really, in Grenada. Ellen Ratner was there. She, you know, got me the invite. And as all the people listening to America Tonight know, we talked about some pretty crazy things that were happening. And trust me, they would be all over this. And we were last night, and we will, again, continue to watch that. The other thing is, what about the reaction to the EU court decision on Google and privacy? I know a lot of people were waiting with bated breath to see what was going to happen.
It depends on who you ask. I even had sort of a personal pang last night saying it is quite interesting that, you know, I could just move on over to a different continent and enjoy very different rights online. Although we did hear from Jimmy Wales today, you know, I've interviewed him a number of times, and I, for the sake of full disclosure, I have been a Wikipedia editor in the past. So I do sort of look to Wikipedia sometimes to set the online agenda, at least as far as sort of these open communities are concerned. And he was saying he expects this to not be on the books too long. He thinks this is really asking Google to do too much. And, you know, it's one of those things. You can't really ask Google to unbiasedly present the most popular results and at the same time expect them to also handle what could be hundreds of thousands before too long requests to take down even news articles that are proven accurate but that don't portray an individual in a positive light. So you sort of have to have more reasonable expectations about how services like Google manage all their information in the 21st century with so many users wanting to weigh in on what it is they're seeing. So, you know, our second day after this ruling, I would say we're developing sort of a different consensus, one of skepticism about how actually this ruling from the EU Court of Justice is going to go into effect. And I would sort of count myself among those who are, you know, very curious to see how the tech companies will respond and how national courts in Europe and national governments react to this. I don't think the rulings are going to be as iron tight as this EU Court of Justice ruling will be. I think Google still has quite a lot of clout and may be able to wiggle out of full responsibility for handling all these privacy requests.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Luke Vargas, we're up against it. Thanks so much, as always, for your contributions to this show. We'll talk to you again soon.
I'm tired, so it's Friday night. The internet has ruined our lives. I spent 5 hours on this side. We'd have had a better time going out tonight.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks, once you get new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Wednesday on America Tonight, dream tickets and dumb tickets when it comes to 2016. Let's have it. So like Ted Nugent and Ted Cruz, would that be a good ticket, dumb ticket, or a dream ticket? We got a bunch of them. You may have some too. Start thinking about it. Those wheels are turning. I can tell. One of the many things that we'll get to coming up this week on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, though. Right now, many of you had plenty to say over the weekend, so we head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Jake, who said, Kate, it was so sad to see the South Korean president actually weeping, crying, serious tears over what happened with that ferry. That has really taken a chunk out of South Korea. It's going to be a long time before those people forget about those kids who went down with that boat. It's too bad that that crew did what they did. They deserve to have the book thrown at them. Yeah, the South Korean president said she's going to disband the Coast Guard after the tragedy, saying that it ultimately that the responsibility for the disaster that left all those people dead or missing is really her fault, and she's going to figure out the corruption involving shipping companies and the government, because this is the other part. You had 15 crew now indicted over the sinking of that ferry, but why did it sink? Days after it happened, they started talking about too much cargo on the ship. So this is what she's saying about what's the corruption, what was on the ferry that shouldn't have been there, and why was it that heavy to make it list and then ultimately make it sink. Officially, this isn't the cause, but it is. I mean, they're saying it. You know, the preliminary thing is out there, and it's terrible. It's terrible. I mean, absolutely, I did see it. I did see the story. This story has been now going on for a while, and I think the fact that, I mean, you had these families that are just torn to shreds, and can you blame them? You put your child on a boat. It's a happy, happy time. They're in high school. They're young kids, young teenagers, with everything in front of them. And this is supposed to be a fun time for them. And instead, they go down. I mean, they go down in a boat and die. And some survive, but so many others are calling on cell phones, scared to death, told they're not supposed to go anywhere. You know, and then what are you left with? You know, it's interesting because two people, Carrie also pointed me to the story, too, and said, did you see the story about about South Korea and looking into the corruption of how much cargo is being put on ferries and other boats, and that the Coast Guard was really riddled with corruption and they're going to get to the bottom of it? And yeah, they're saying that it's the rescue operation was failed, and they're pushing for laws that would transfer responsibility to the National Police Agency and a new safety agency that they're going to establish to take over traffic controlling responsibility. So they had some problems there with, because they're going back and forth as to who it is. Is it the Coast Guard? Is it the government? How come they didn't rescue the students who could have been saved? And the president is saying, it's my fault because I'm the president, so it's my fault. But the reality is they've got collusion, corruption, bureaucrats, a lot of things are tied up into this, and they're trying to root it all out to figure out what happened with the really Korean Shipping Association, because they oversee the safety issues on ships. So what were they doing? So they say they've been neglecting safety. They've been neglecting it, even though they've built the fourth biggest economy. They've neglected this whole safety area. Ooh. So imagine what else could be exposed. And this was the cargo. It had too much cargo than it could safely carry. Why was it listing? Why did that happen? So you've got the crew members that are indicted because of abandoning ship and how they navigated the ship. 1 month after it sinks, you have 286 bodies that have been retrieved, but 18 are still missing. 172 people, including 22 of 29 crew members, survived. You have people that are walking wounded. That's what it is. They're walking around. It's stunned. They're what I call the walking wounded, when you can't believe something has happened. All right, this one from Bob, who says, the California wildfires, Kate, are going to be an incredible disaster to what is already an ailing economy in that state. I don't see how they recover from this. Many more fires, and they've got nothing left. It's going to be a very long fire season for the people in California. They can only hope that they get more rain. Like the song says, they don't get much rain in Southern California. They better pray they get a lot more rain there, or it's going to be sparking more than problems with just flames. There is going to be a big problem with a huge deficit. I think they already are worried about that. They're talking already, Bob, about the fact that they're not going to have the money. They set aside money for fires, but they're getting there at this point because it's not even officially fire season. So while you have all these firemen out there hitting the hot spots, raking up the soil, doing anything they can to make sure the ground is moist enough to prevent fires from returning. Because, see, that's the part of it. You start to get these fires that come up, and then you got to make sure they don't return. The hot spots are terrible here. That San Marcos fire was the worst. So what do they do? I mean, you got to put the fires out. You are going to blow through that money. They're going to blow through that money fast and have to figure out a way to come up with more bucks, because they're not going to let the virus burn. They got $600 million set aside, and we're already talking about $20 million, $40 million that's been spent. Jeez. All right, this one from Chet, who says, Kate, I've listened to the show off and on. I really enjoy it. I say off and on because my schedule switches all the time. Dang. Did you happen to get a look at anything over the weekend in talking about this story about AT&T and DirecTV and the amount of money they're talking about? AT&T, what they're going to spend is staggering, but what a brilliant stroke for them when they snap up DirecTV. Imagine what that creates. Yeah, it was like $49 billion. Yeah, $49 billion, and they've been talking about this now for a while, and it'd just be huge. It's a mega deal, and it would definitely change television if they do that. Because you think broadband services, that's a big takeover. I mean, that's a huge takeover. If it gets the blessing, that's big with what they could possibly do with DirecTV. I mean, they'd have I thought there was something about monopolies, but they'd have a monopoly in many, many, many areas. And that transaction is a big one. $45 billion. How many television stations are we going to, how many stations are we going to have to tune into? Pretty soon, there won't be any. I mean, there's no stone unturned. You could be the star of your own reality show because we have so much space. So we're going to clutter it up with more. You can have your own reality show. You don't even have to be good at pitching it. At some point, that's what it is. There are too many stations already. You can get paralyzed when you start to flip through stations. You just have to stop yourself, especially the different offerings. Otherwise, it's called binge watching, and you are binge watching. I mean, till you're forever. You can just sit there on the couch and binge watch, find new series you missed, that kind of thing. Okay, and finally, this one from Chris, who says, Kate, what do you think of California Chrome? Will this horse win the Triple Crown? And how about the nasal strip story? Because if you've been paying attention, and I know you have, the horse wears a nasal strip, which it's allowed to wear, but in New York, they do not allow it. This could be game over. It could be game over. I did talk about this. If they don't allow the colt to wear the strip, will the trainer say it's up to the owners? Then the owners say, nah, it's not worth it. We're not going to do the Triple Crown. What a bummer for Belmont. And the stewards would have to make that decision. They could override anything that they've done in the past. They could allow it. But it's not likely. If this isn't something they've done, I don't know. Maybe they would do it. But why would they? They haven't allowed other horses to do it. So can you imagine the blowback from that? I don't know that they'll do that. The nasal strip allows, just like it does with humans, more air passage and gives a little extra push that a horse like California Chrome needs. So good air passage, that's great for a thoroughbred. And in New York, they're not allowing it for any of the others. Would they really allow it for this horse? It's going to be interesting the next couple of weeks. Stay with us.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Something killed my wife, and I have a right to know. I deserve answers.
Ah, that was the powerful Bryan Cranston. Remember him from Breaking Bad, one of my favorite all-time shows. That was a little snippet from Godzilla, which was huge over the weekend. Box office-wise, a lot of people ran out to see Godzilla, surpassing all kinds of forecasts, raking in $93.2 million. How about that? $76 million was the estimate. They were thinking, okay, if it hit $76 million opening week, that's pretty darn good. It did better than that, $93.2. How about that? Woohoo! That's big news. I think it's big news because as a kid, I remember watching Godzilla, the really cornball-y version of it, if you remember. The Japanese version, which I'm not making fun of. I'm not necessarily making fun of, well, I guess I am. Their version was, I mean, it was just kind of archaic because it was old. But it was funny and scary when we were kids. To us, it was scary. And we listened to it in Japanese. The Japanese aren't really excited about this version of Godzilla for the way Godzilla was created. But I think it's clever of the filmmakers, from what I understand, I haven't seen it yet, but they build it up until the payoff toward the end. So it's kind of a suspenseful version of Godzilla, and maybe that's why it's spreading, or people were just curious, and perhaps they sold the movie right. They showed snippets of it, but not too much of it. And it's a big budget production. So you got to, you know, the film costs $160 million to make. So they're not even breaking even yet. But I think they'll surpass that point and make some money on it. When you go for these big ones, you're really taking a big shot. But it was a monster opening for Godzilla. Well above expectations. This is a what they call a tentpole film. It has to play well at home and globally. And Godzilla is that kind of film that's being embraced around the world. So if it generates enough cha-ching, they'll talk about a part two. Hey, and you think of the premise. Lizard-like invaders coming out of the sea, smashing into the U.S., scaring, having no idea what it is, scaring people because they can't even fathom what's happened to them. And this was a wide release. There was another film that it went up against. And we do our cheap movie reviews at the tail end of the week, so this is why we give you the recap of the box office, just to keep score a little bit here. Walt Disney had a movie called Million Dollar Arm out, and John Hamm from Mad Men was a sports agent in this. And his whole, the whole thing he was, the premise of this film was to recruit talented Indian cricket players to play Major League Baseball. That picture was projected to take in like $15 million. It got just a little over $10 million. It debuted in fourth place. So what does that mean? Does that mean it'll hit its mark when it's all said and done? Maybe it does. But Godzilla is looming large over everything else. So with the Memorial Day weekend coming up, people go to the movies on Memorial Day weekend. You have those extra days off. Some kids are starting to get ready to get out of school. And even getting out of school, probably Godzilla goes up, 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 up. And some of the other pictures take some of the runoff from that. But this is going to be, at least for the next couple of weeks, this is going to be the big movie everybody's talking about. And the Amazing Spider-Man 2 already came out. You have a few other blockbuster films that will come out, will trickle out over the summer. But this one really, really has a chance to score big. And I think the filmmakers, when they made it, figured that. If they could throw in enough quirky stuff for anybody who saw the old Godzilla or people interested in that, kids interested in it, and then enough suspense to get other people to go and see it, that perhaps would draw them in. So remember, Cheap Movie Review at the tail end of the week. We'll go over what the new movies are, talk about some of the things I've heard about some of the movies, and send you on your way. If you go to the movies and do your own Cheap Movie Review, you just send me a quick review, even thumbs up, thumbs down. I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. As we're rounding the last couple of turns for this week of America Tonight, and we're heading into another week, one of the big stories for probably the last 2 weeks, because of the conversation leading up to it, the release of it, all of that, has been this climate report that came out. The White House has been talking about what these independent scientists and economists and meteorologists, what they've pointed to in these claims that humans are drastically changing the climate by burning fossil fuels, rather. Now there's been more response to the White House National Climate Assessment, what was released, as I mentioned, in the last week and a half. So now with all of these independent minds from engineering and economics and physics and all that kind of stuff that they were part of the case for the foundation of the climate assessment, now you have more people coming out and saying this 829-page report is mythical, and it's a marketing ploy, and that's all it is. The climate models, just pushing climate models, and that's it. The scientists challenged the theory of catastrophic global warming, saying it's based on a string of inferences that begin with the assumptions that human beings, that human burning of fossil fuels is driving up atmospheric concentration of carbon dioxide. And they say it's grossly flawed and it should play no role in the U.S. energy policy analysis and CO2 regulatory processes. And it's interesting because criticizing the report for a lack of objectivity and not including input from scientists who may question whether climate change is irrefutable and that a robust regulatory response is required, they've been on the outside looking in. So this push-pull and the argument over the urgency that some action is needed because of the increasing average temperatures in the United States, is responsible for a greater frequency of extreme weather events. That's what you have to ask yourself. Is it the fact, is that what's happening? Is it the increasing average temperatures in the United States are what's causing the frequency of the extreme events and weather that we've seen, or is it something else? Is it cyclical times 10? And according to the report, average temperatures have increased between 1.3 degrees Fahrenheit, 1.9 degrees Fahrenheit since 1895. And they're talking about another 4 degrees. And that we need greater subsidizing of green energy and reduced fossil fuel production. So now we're seeing that you've got other scientists who are saying it's grossly flawed. And they're taking issue with the EPA's claim that they used actually to justify greenhouse gas regulation, that there's a 99% certainty that observed warming in the later half of the 20th century resulted from human activity. So is this at odds with consistent, independent data sets that show no statistical significance, positive or negative trend in temperatures? Do you reject the EPA's theory? Is it all about the green machine? We'll never, ever, ever answer that question in one segment. Trust me, my friends. Any thoughts, though? You can send them to me, americatonight.net.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.